Part 3. The Path to Enlightenment. Becoming a Bodhisattva. As already explained, the most meaningful use to which we can put our precious human life is not to attain liberation from suffering for ourselves, but to attain great enlightenment or Buddhahood for the sake of all living beings. To do this, we must rely upon Buddha's Mahayana teachings. First, we generate the special motivation of bodhicitta, and then we enter into the bodhisattva's way of life and engage in the practice of the six perfections, until eventually, by completing this training, we become an enlightened being, a Buddha. Bodhicitta is a primary mind motivated by great compassion, that wishes to attain full enlightenment for the benefit of all living beings. This special mind does not arise naturally, but has to be cultivated in meditation for a long time. Eventually, through the force of familiarity, it becomes spontaneous, arising naturally day and night without effort. When this happens, we become a bodhisattva, a being bound for enlightenment. If we train in bodhicitta and follow the bodhisattva's way of life, eventually our mind will be released from both the delusions and the imprints of the delusions. Delusions are called obstructions to liberation because they keep us in samsara, and the imprints of the delusions are called obstructions to omniscience, because they prevent us from attaining a direct and simultaneous cognition of all phenomena. When our mind is completely free from both obstructions, the ultimate nature of our mind becomes a full enlightenment, a great liberation, or a great nirvana, and we ourselves become a conqueror Buddha. The root of bodhicitta is great compassion, an unbiased compassion that wishes to protect all living beings without exception from suffering. We can develop great compassion only if we first develop affectionate love for all living beings. Affectionate love is a mind that feels close to others and holds them dear. If we love others, we naturally feel compassion for them when we become aware of their suffering. Therefore, to become a bodhisattva, we must first develop affectionate love for all living beings, and then generate great compassion and bodhicitta.